Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she got tossed into bed, literally, by someone who was not her mom or her dad. Who was it? Was it the shadowy figure that she'd seen?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, yeah, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would prefer having an ad-free version of the show with all the advanced episodes and access to the complete archive, you could become a premium subscriber. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
It's going well. Okay, so this intro makes me think of, you know, I really do love those old B movies that are horror movies, but they aren't very good, really. Matter of fact, they're horrible.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One of my favorite was the 50 foot tall man or whatever. And there's a point in this movie where this woman is sitting on the sofa in like a 1950s view. You know, it's a real just bad set. She's sitting on a sofa knitting or something. And there's a radio and it says, there's a 50-foot tall man, you know, out on the streets. Don't go out. And she goes, Steve's 50 feet tall. I wonder if it's Steve. And every time I hear like that, you just said this thing, something tossed your bed. Was it the shadowy figure?
I'm going to continue knitting because it certainly isn't Steve.
Steve's 50 feet tall. I wonder if Steve.
But Steve wouldn't terrorize anybody.
No.
I'd go back to my knitting.
And like this girl, somebody tossed me to bed. Could it be the shadow?
It wasn't my mom or dad. Well, here's the story. And it goes, when I was 6 or 7, my family had a lot of negative energy coming in and out of our house. Because of that, a lot of weird things started happening. One thing that has always stuck with me, though, was when I had fallen asleep in our living room one night while watching a movie. And I was knitting.
And then Steve's 50 feet tall.
Steve showed up. I don't know how long I'd been. Now I just want to read it like that. I don't know how long I'd been asleep, but I was picked up and carried out of the living room by who I thought was my dad. I'm not going to do the 40s lady voice. Your children used to love that, though.
It was a good voice. It is a good voice.
Thanks. I remember I really didn't want to open my eyes. They carried me through the kitchen, down the hallway, and past my room into my brother's room, where they stopped in front of my brother's bed and just tossed me in his bed with him. Didn't lay me down, but tossed me on the bed. Wonder if it was Steve. I remembered laying completely still until I heard the door shut, then drifting back to sleep. The next morning, I went to my dad, very angry, and said, "You didn't have to toss me into the bed." And he looked at me confused and said he didn't know what I was talking about. And I told him how I was carried to my brother's room and tossed in bed beside him. He shrugged his shoulders and told me to ask my mom. Of course he did. I don't know. Go ask your mom. I asked my mom the same thing, and she absolutely had no idea what I was talking about and said, "I left you on the couch after you fell asleep." I still really don't know what or who carried me to my brother's bed that night, but I still don't think I needed to be tossed. LOL. Another time I can recall is being around 5 and having a lot of nightmares, and I'm pretty sure experiencing some sleep paralysis, not able to move, talk, or scream. I'd gone to bed with a piece of amethyst wrapped around my neck. My mom believed it would help. I dreamed about being stuck in my bed with a man standing in my doorway. Tall man with a top hat, completely shadowed out, staring back at me. No matter what I did or how hard I tried, I couldn't yell or move, and he was moving closer to me. I guess I finally made enough noise for my mom to come running to make sure I was okay and actually wake me up. Turning on my tabletop lamp, we noticed the necklace was broken off under my bed. I do not know what did it or how, but this nightmare single-handedly has been burned into my head for years, and I'm 28 now. I love your show. Listen to it at work. I've had a lot of experiences. We'll share more and love to have your opinions of what happened. Not sure who sent that in. It is interesting because that would be something you would remember as a kid. Like, remember that time something tossed me into bed? And Dad's like, I don't know, ask your mom still to this day. But that is something you would remember.
Well, I
could it
so.
Have been another sibling or something?
Could it have just been a dream?
But if she woke up
and
her
got up and walked down the hall and you got into bed and you were dreaming this thing and you thought you got tossed into bed and you were dreaming it, but you just crawled into the bed.
Maybe the whole thing was a dream and she was sleepwalking down the hall and the rest of it was a dream. That could be.
Yeah.
Because she had pretty intense dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to have those kind of dreams when you're that young.
That one, I'm wondering, I've never heard of a shadow figure picking somebody up. Have you?
Maybe Dad was having sleepwalking issues.
I just think that maybe that one was a dream. I, you know, I've done sleepwalking a couple times when I was a child. And I dreamt that, you know, I was doing, you know, something somewhere else completely. And when I woke up, my mom and dad were standing there and go, what are you doing? And I had like walked into their room and they had a cot like in the room. Like if one of us, there was five of us kids and I assumed that somebody was, we lived in a haunted house. So someone was always getting up and coming into their room. So they just put a cot at the end of their bed, you know,
yeah,
get in the cot. And so, but for some reason, I was like picking up the cot and putting it down and picking it up, just lifting it a little, putting it down, lifting it a little, putting it down. And now I can't exactly remember, but I was dreaming I was doing something else, you know? And I was so surprised when I woke up and I was standing there and they were looking at me like, what are you doing? And I just, well, I dreamt I was, you know, doing some other thing. And so, you know, you can have these bizarre dreams and sleepwalk and think you're doing one thing, but it's some other thing altogether. I'm wondering if that one was more of that situation dream. But the other one, it does sound like the nightmares and stuff were kind of a maybe sleep paralysis combined with these with some sort of figure in the room that was scaring her. And the tall man moving closer thing. So I think that could definitely be that something really kind of was in the house that was really giving her, or maybe it's him, these, you know, bizarrely weird dreams. But I also do think you can sleepwalk and do weird things.
Oh, I do too. You absolutely, 100%.
And you could convince yourself you were thrown into the bed.
I'm with you. That could be a good possibility that it was more of a sleepwalking incident, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, the nightmare thing, I think, really was, you were really having nightmares.
Absolutely. And I don't know how the necklace got broken, but it says I couldn't yell or move. But sometimes I'm wondering, like, are you yelling? Because you don't, like, you, like, there's been times where I think I yelled in my sleep, but I don't know. Did I yell in my sleep? I don't know.
I've had people wake me up before and say, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was trying to yell. I was trying to wake myself up because I was so afraid in this dream. And it was just coming out more like, you know, like that. And so I think there could have been something in this house that was
absolutely,
you know, instigating a lot of this.
And the necklace ended up broke somehow. And I think that was a good idea for mom to be like, this will protect you. You know, just like you would give your child, like, we're going to put this nightlight on and this will help you sleep. You know, you convince your kid this is going to help you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so that was not a bad idea. Okay, so here's our next story. It says, I have a doozy of a story for you. This isn't my story. It's something that happened to my friend and her family. I do have a few stories of my own, but those will come later. My friend and her family have had many paranormal things happen to them, from a black cat appearing in their house every night for several nights, even after they ensured all windows and doors were locked, the cat would appear, then disappear. They also tend to have some psychic abilities. My friend's mom and her sister seem to know certain things before they occur. I can tell you tons of stories they told me, and I guarantee they are true, as they're not the type who would make this stuff up. So on to the story. This happened when we were teens in the early 1990s. My friend said it was a Sunday afternoon and she was outside of her house when a Mustang drove past and then stopped to park across the street from where their house was located. A nice-looking man stepped out of the car and walked towards their house and asked my friend if her father was home because he'd like to speak to him. My friend said yes and went in to get her dad, and when her father came out, the man greeted him and said, "I'm here from Michigan to attend a concert at the Aragon, and I was wondering if I can use your bathroom to clean up," which is a very strange thing to have a stranger say.
My answer is no.
Absolutely not.
No.
So then
that's,
it says,
like serial killer stuff.
Absolutely. This is how a horror movie starts.
Yeah.
The Mustang drives up, the guy says that, and then everybody ends up dead.
Yeah.
To clarify, I know this sounds strange and you probably think you would turn this guy away because who does that? Well, one thing I should mention about my friend's family, they are the sweetest, nicest, most caring people you'll ever meet. They are not ones to turn their back on anyone. And my friend's dad replied, "Well, I have daughters," which he shouldn't have said that, "and I'm not comfortable letting you into my house, but I have a bathroom in the basement and you can use that one." So the guy went in, went down to the basement and used the bathroom. Came out, and my friend's father started to walk out with him, and the guy said, "Thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me clean up. I'm going to tell my parents how nice you were to me." They said their goodbyes, and my friend asked him what concert he was going to. And he replied that he was going to see a Mexican group, which my friend was also a fan of. And she said, "Oh, wow, I love them. Can I go with you?" She was obviously kidding, but was taken aback at his response, which was, "No, where I'm going, you cannot go." Of course, my friend was like, "Sheesh, I was kidding." She shrugged it off, and they all said their final goodbyes, and the young man walked to his car and drove away. On Monday morning, my friend's father was listening to the Spanish radio station, as he often did because he was a local delivery driver, when a news story sent a cold chill up his spine. The news was reporting a story about a young man who was killed in a car crash on early Saturday morning. His family was devastated because they hadn't heard from him on Saturday when he was supposed to arrive home. Turns out this young man was driving to Chicago from Michigan to attend a concert at the Aragon and never made it. He fell asleep at the wheel, wrecked his Mustang, and died instantly. They described the color, make, and model of the vehicle. It was the same car that had pulled up to their house that Sunday morning. This young man had made his way to their house to clean up. I still get chills when they retell the story. I always have questions of my own, like, was he dirty when he arrived? And they said no. He seemed perfectly fine. We'll never know why he chose to make his way there, because maybe because the family is very loving and caring and also is open to the paranormal. I don't know, but whatever the case, this story started my love of the paranormal. I hope you love it as much as I do. Delia. I'm not sure how to say her name. I'm just a little creeped out by that story, to be honest.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. I hear these kinds of stories periodically that someone, and it happened with my own dad, our dad, that he picks up a hitchhiker, then they talk, they're driving down the road, doing all this stuff, he goes into the restaurant, and then the guy says, "I don't know, he's going to go to the bathroom and clean up," right? And then dad sits down, and the guy doesn't come or whatever. He says something to the waiter about the guy that he walked in with. And the waiter said, "You didn't walk in with anybody." Mm-hmm. Okay. It reminds me of that story. And, you know, my initial response was, "Oh, hell no. You don't let somebody in your house, like basement, upstairs, whatever. You just don't, somebody just doesn't pull up outside and get to come into your house, right?" But there seems to be something with these spirits that kind of transcends our normal response to something.
Also, you
pick them up, you know? And admittedly, we used to pick up hitchhikers more. But Dad picked up this guy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird.
And they had conversations. Dad was like, "I remember talking to him. He remembered what they talked about and everything." Mm-hmm, and then the guy's like, "You walked in here by yourself. There was never..." And you know, this is like in the 1950s. And so it wasn't like walking into Buc-ee's. It was like just some little middle of the night place no one was at.
And and I hear about these stories every now and then that somebody says they, you know, somebody walked up to them, they wanted help or whatever, they help them, turn around, they're not there, you know, or whatever. You hear of these really creepy stories like this, and it reminds me of that because my just logical, rational human being in me says, oh, no, like you would never do that. But it seems to be that there seems to be some sort of sway that these spirits have that you go, well, okay.
And I wonder, too, with this story, like she said it happened in the 90s. You know, that's 30 years ago. I still think it'd be weird if some guy's like,
it was prime serial killer time. I mean, yeah. But still, I think there is something to this with these, whatever these entities are, you seem to just go,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you know, to maybe something you wouldn't have normally said that to, you know.
And then the guy was nice and he's like, I'll let you use the one in the basement. I have daughters, which I'm like, oh my God, that's another line from a freaking movie where everybody ends up dead. I have daughters. And the guy's like, oh, I'm going for your daughters.
Even the girls were like, oh, we'd go with you.
You can't go where I'm going.
You know, like a girl just like, I will go with this stranger.
And would you?
Admittedly, they said he was good looking. But
if that happened to you, would you be tempted to reach out to the guy's family? Because you can usually figure out, in the 90s, not as easily as you could now, because this was pre-internet, but you know, you might want to say, hey, this happened to me. I don't know why.
Like I always say, I would want to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that that means everybody else is the same as me. But I believe in this stuff, so I definitely would want to know that.
Well, I have one more quick story. It says, this happened when I was a kid. One night, some kind of noise woke me up. I didn't know what time it was, but I knew this sound had been going on for a while because it took me a while to focus and make sure I wasn't hearing things. I thought it was the air conditioning that made the noise because I knew the air conditioning needed repaired or cleaning, but it was bum, 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 an evil cackle.
Oh.
Come on, that is so not your air conditioning. So it says definitely not the air conditioning because the cackle was random. If it's the broken air conditioning, then it would make a constant noise as soon as we turn it on. I tried to go back to sleep and tried to ignore it. The cackle continued. It changed pitch and volume as if it was mocking me. That's a weird thing to say because mocking would be you're going, ha, ha, ha. And then it's going, ha, ha, ha. Like you're kind of the cackle off or something. Annoyance and anger took over me. I jumped down from the bed, stood still, and listened. The cackle continued. I realized it came from my baby brother's bedroom, which was connected to my room. So I marched to the bedroom and glanced around. The cackle stopped immediately. I stood there for maybe 15 minutes, and the cackle never came back. So I went back to my bed and went to sleep. I never heard the cackle again until recently, and I'm an adult now. Same circumstances. One night, I was woken up in the middle of the night. It was about 4 a.m. I got out of bed, and I just looked around the room trying to figure out where it came from. The closet. In my mind, I said, stop. The cackle stopped, and that was it. I never felt afraid of it. More of an annoyance, really. Gotta let you know that some members in my family are sensitive. One family member can even see spirits. My mom and I can feel them. When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I could hear whispers, but I didn't understand any of them. I just thought the room was noisy. Love to hear what you guys thought about this. Spirit attachment? Should I bathe in sage? Anywho, keep up the good work. Let's see who that is from. Doesn't say. It's obviously something that's, I wouldn't say necessarily an attachment, though, because why would it go from when you were a child to an adult before it cackled at you again?
Well, okay, now, once again, we don't know what time is like, you know.
On the other side,
And so maybe one thing happens, that it feels like it's happening the next night there. I don't know, you know, maybe they need to cackle for a bunch of other people and come back to you. I don't know exactly how that happens, but I think the good news here is this person seems to be in control because they say, stop, it stops.
Could they get up?
They're angry. They're annoyed. They're not afraid necessarily. Never once did they say, oh, I was, you know, beside myself with fear. They said, this just kind of made me angry. And so I said, just stop it.
Do you think, you know, though, it could be connected like this person is still in some sort of a dream state? A little bit?
Maybe.
And hearing the cackling?
But they are getting up and going to another room. And, I hear a cackle coming out of a closet. I'm going to have some issues with that. That's going to frighten me to death. But, like, this person said, I was just mad. I said, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people that wake up and are just angry when they get woken up, right? It just makes them mad that something woke them up. And so even though it's something oddly weird like this, their initial response is just to be angry about it because they got woken up. And I'm wondering if that's the case, but it seems to work. The anger and the annoyance, you know, seems to be able to stop this thing and make it move on or go away or whatever. They're not getting a response.
It's just weird to hear an evil cackle. We just don't get a lot of stories about evil cackles.
No. But whatever this thing is, it seems to respond to you saying, quit it.
Yeah.
Or I'm mad at you. So I think that's the good news in this story, is you seem to have some control of it.
Oh, amen. Absolutely about that.
You know.
But now, last thing I want tonight is to wake up to an evil cackle. It's going to piss me off. I'm just going to be like, stop!
Out of my closet.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want to be a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the complete archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.